From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize today for what the Norwegian Nobel Committee called his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
There were audible gasps as the announcement was made in Oslo that Barack Obama becomes only the third sitting U.S. president to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. Theodore Roosevelt won it in 1906, Woodrow Wilson in 1919. In giving the prize to President Obama, the Norwegian Nobel Committee overlooked other frontrunners, such as Zimbabwean politician Morgan Tsvangirai, Chinese dissident Hu Jia, and Afghan women's rights activist Simi Samar. The committee praised President Obama's creation of what it called a new climate in international politics and said he had returned multilateral diplomacy and institutions like the United Nations to the center of the world stage. The citation also mentioned his initiatives to reduce the world stock of nuclear arms, ease American conflicts with Muslim nations, and strengthen the U.S. role in combating climate change. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
The president is to hold a fourth meeting today with top advisors on U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. And he's to meet today with several people who feel they were taken advantage of by lenders. That event is part of a White House push for a new consumer protection agency to regulate financial products. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The push comes just as a House committee is set to take up the idea of a new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. Business groups like the Chamber of Commerce and the American Bankers Association are lobbying against the proposal, warning it could add a needless new layer of regulation. But Mr. Obama argued in a speech on Wall Street last month, stronger consumer protections might have prevented some of the abuses that contributed to the financial meltdown.
Consumers shouldn't have to worry about loan contracts designed to be unintelligible, hidden fees attached to their mortgage, and financial penalties, whether through a credit card or a debit card, that appear without warning on their statements.
The proposed Consumer Protection Agency is shaping up as one of the most contentious features in the financial overhaul plan the president hopes to get passed by year's end. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The House of Representatives has passed a measure that would expand federal protection against hate crimes to include those committed on the basis of sexual orientation. It's part of a larger defense authorization bill, which is predicted to easily pass the Senate. Gay rights activists are praising the House vote. The measure was repeatedly stymied during the Bush administration years. Three-quarters of Republicans voted against the defense bill because of the hate crimes provision, calling it an extraneous poison pill. Gay rights groups are planning a number of activities in Washington this weekend, including a march and rally on Sunday calling for immediate equal rights under civil law in all 50 states. This is NPR News. NASA is planning to deliberately crash a spacecraft into the moon. The impact, expected later this hour, is aimed at seeing if there is any water on the moon. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite, or LCROSS, mission blasted off in June. Its target is a spot near the moon's south pole, where scientists suspect that ice might be hidden inside a dark, cold crater. The mission will send an empty rocket part that weighs as much as a large SUV hurling towards the target crater. When it hits the lunar surface, it will send up a huge plume of debris. Dan Andrews, LCROSS project manager, says a spacecraft will then fly through the plume.
We have many instruments on the spacecraft that will be checking for its composition. And then finally, about 4 minutes after the first impact, the shepherding spacecraft impacts, and game over. We're done.
Scientists may find lunar water, which could be valuable for future explorers. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Police in Islamabad, Pakistan, say a bomb exploded near a market in the northwestern city of Peshawar today. At least 41 people are dead, and many more are injured. It's unclear whether the bomb exploded in or near a minibus that was on the road where the blast occurred. This is the second attack in Peshawar in 2 weeks, and it's another demonstration of the ability of militants to strike in Pakistani cities, even as the government's military offensives continue. Today, Pakistan's interior minister said that a suspect has been arrested in connection with a suicide attack on Monday that killed 5 people at a UN office in Islamabad. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.